Thanksgiving is less than a week away, and while it's a little early to start cooking, it's definitely time to finalize the guest list. We ask music commentator Miles Hoffman to come up with a musical guest list for the big dinner, a list of composers that he would like to have at the table with him. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, Renee.
So, okay, you've been thinking about this. Who would you like to have at your Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, there are so many possibilities, and I decided that the best way to narrow it down would be to invite only composers who are dead.
Dead,
yes. And that narrows it down. And also, nobody can turn me down, so I can invite whoever I want.
Okay, well, who's the first dead composer you would like to invite?
Here's a hint, Renee.
Aha, Johann Sebastian Bach.
You got it, Bach. Bach would be number one.
But Miles, if he's the first person at your table, I'm curious, because Bach looks like a stuffy old guy in a powdered wig.
That's absolutely right. He does, but that's because there's only one authenticated portrait of Bach, Renee, and that's a portrait of Bach in a powdered wig when he was an old guy and looking very stuffy and dour or dour. And actually, he was quite handsome as a young man. There's another portrait that's probably real, that shows him very, very good looking. He fathered 20 children. He got into a sword fight, very temperamental guy. And we know from letters that he drank a lot of beer. So I think that he was probably pretty jolly, actually. And I'd just like to find out what he was really like.
Who would you put next, Mr. Bach?
Well, I would put Felix Mendelssohn next to Bach. And the first thing is that it would give Bach a chance to thank Mendelssohn, who was born almost 60 years after Bach died, because Mendelssohn was a big, big Bach fan. And he was almost single-handedly responsible for the revival of interest in Bach's music, especially Bach's great choral works. So I'm sure Bach would be interested to hear some of Mendelssohn's music too. Why not? Renee, that's an excerpt from a piece, a piano quartet, that Mendelssohn wrote when he was 15 years old. He was, without question, the greatest child prodigy composer ever. He was also generally brilliant. He was extremely well-read and, by all accounts, just an incredibly nice guy. Plus, he spoke English.
What about the superstars, Mozart, Beethoven? Wouldn't you want to invite them as well?
You know, sure. I mean, if it's a matter of inviting the greatest of the greats, it would be very hard to resist. And Mozart especially, I think, would be fun. The problem is we already know a lot about Mozart from his letters, what he thought about music, what he thought about other musicians, his sense of humor, which actually was, I guess, off color would be the mildest way to put it. It was really pretty filthy. So there's not a lot of mystery to clear up with Mozart. And Beethoven, I think he was there's a little bit too much of a tendency to be rude and crabby.
But you are saying that you'd go for it.
No, I would invite them for lunch. Turkey sandwiches on the weekend after.
Well, then, who else then? Let's bring some more people to the table.
I have to invite Hector Berlioz. That's the opening of the Orgy of the Brigands, Renee, from the last movement of Berlioz's Harold in Italy, which is a kind of a concerto for viola and orchestra. Berlioz was a great composer, Renee, a fascinating man in every possible way. He was clever, he was witty, he was a wonderful writer, and he was just filled with passion and personality. And to top it off, he and Mendelssohn were very good friends, so I think this is good dinner planning to have Berlioz and Mendelssohn together.
Well, there does seem to be room for more, so how about at least one more guest?
I think it would have to be Ernest Bloch. Bloch was a wonderful Swiss Jewish composer, came to this country early in the 1900s, and after difficult times and a fair amount of uncertainty, he decided to become an American citizen, and he was, oh goodness, he was the founding music director of the Cleveland Institute of Music, the first director of the San Francisco Conservatory, and he lived the last 18 years of his life overlooking Agate Beach, Oregon. Renee used to go down to the beach and polish agates. I would really like to meet him. That's from the first piano quintet by Ernest Bloch. That's actually my group, the American Chamber Players, playing that. That's from the piano quintet number one by Ernest Bloch.
All right, Miles, this is a lovely notion to contemplate, these composers around the table. If our listeners are looking for one musical guest to accompany their Thanksgiving feast, who would you suggest?
Well, it depends. I mean, I like the folks I invited, but it might be somebody who would like to play and have a good time and entertain people, too. I think of a guy like, say, Leonard Bernstein. I think Bernstein would be a lot of fun, too. He would probably take over the whole evening. Plus, he would sit down at the piano and play endlessly. And if you've got Bernstein, maybe you should have Gershwin, too. And the two of them could compete with who's going to sit down at the piano and play more of their own music. So that would be, I think that would be a pretty good suggestion. Bernstein and Gershwin.
That sounds wonderful.
I hope so, Renee. And don't forget, you're invited.
Miles Hoffman is the violist of the American Chamber Players and author of the NPR Classical Music Companion. And Miles, you have a very happy Thanksgiving, a little happy holiday in advance.
You too. Thanks, Renee.
You can hear a full helping of music by Miles' Thanksgiving dinner guest. Just go to our classical music blog, Deceptive Cadence, at nprmusic.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, and we are thankful to have as our engineering supervisor, Kevin Langley. Also, of course, our technical director, Arthur Halliday-Laurent. Big thanks to audio engineers Stacey Abbott, Greg Gavin, Dennis Nielsen, Kirk Stalnicker, Chris Nelson, Ted Mebane, and Jerry Tennant, with Marcia Caldwell and Theo Mondel at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalie Kosicka. Executive Director of News Programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. Steve is back on Monday. I'm Renee Montagne.